Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from studio today. I'm going to go replace the equipment so we can go back to our remote location. Our second remote location is Las Vegas, and we need to get back out there. Another UFC this weekend out at the Apex. Let's welcome back to the program, Matt Danger Schnell. Matt, how are you?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
Another fight week. You know, talk about it. How do you get through the next couple of days and relax but not center on the job that's at hand on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's just about keeping things moving, keeping your mind sharp, not dwelling or spending too much time by yourself, and just focus on the task at hand. We've been working on this now for a minute. I know exactly. I've been here before, and I think we've got a good routine for fight week. So feeling good about stuff.
You know, I always tend to think when we were talking about fight week, we had Carrot Top on out at the Super Bowl, and he was telling a story how Jerry Lewis came and talked to him just before he went out to perform. And Jerry Lewis says to him, "When do you go on?" And Carrot Top said, 10 minutes. And Jerry Lewis started freaking out, like, "Oh, you need it. And Carrot Top's like, "If I don't have it down by now, it's kind of too late."
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's different. Everybody likes their own routine. Everybody thinks there are different things that need to be done to prepare to perform than others, but I think it's all about having good people around you. I do think a routine is important. You know, we've gone over what we were going to do this whole week for a couple of weeks now, and everything is on pace.
So Matt, you're talking about being alone or isolation. There's a place in Minnesota. It's the world's quietest room. It records at a minus 20 decibels. So they say you can hear your heartbeat. You can hear the sound of your joints and your body movement. Would you ever try something like that? Is this something you would ever try to do? Is to see? I guess the record's 45 minutes in this room, and 1 minute is what the standard of most people panic and run out.
Sounds pretty scary, but yeah, I'd give it a go. I think I could last longer than a minute, but who knows?
Is that another bet you and I are going to do?
Yeah, I think we should do it.
I'll last more than a minute.
Because, look, Randy, I
can do anything for a minute.
Because prisoners, for hardened criminals, the hardest punishment is isolation, solitude.
Right.
So then you're in a soundproof room by yourself. Could you be alone with your own thoughts, Randy?
Absolutely. Matt, for a minute. I'm saying I can do almost anything for a minute. Like, I can't fight you for a minute, but I can do almost anything else for a minute. When you or the team gets the phone call, you know, what are you listening for? What do you need to hear? Where the fight is, who you're fighting, the date of the fight, or really none of that matters?
I mean, all of that it does matter to a degree how we're going to prepare. But, yeah, I think you hit it all. I just need to know the date, where it's going to be, and let's do it. I'm really not in a position where I feel like I need to pick my fights or anything of the sort. I'll fight the guys that they want me to.
We just had Eric Anders on a few minutes ago, and we were talking, and he was talking about his opponent and, you know, looked at his record and all that. And I asked him, do you need to block that out when you look at a record, whether it's wins or losses? I believe your last two fights you had bonuses. Is that also something you need to block out of your mind?
Yeah, obviously past performances, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen for you in the future. So I know what I'm capable of. I just have to be myself. I don't have to push or make anything happen. I do know that. But, you've got to look at what your opponent's good at and how he's finished fights. It is important to look at their record, too. But, yeah, at the same time, you can't dwell on things too much. And you got to go out there and believe in yourself and your team.
Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Marcus Jones, who was a first-round draft pick, and then he went on The Ultimate Fighter, and he used to always tell me that he didn't like football. He was a number one draft pick. He was just good at it. He didn't like it. Do you still love this, or are you just good at what you're doing?
Huh. Oh, I believe I am it. So, yeah, I still love it. I love to train. I love martial arts. I love testing myself. I love competing. So there are some parts of it. I don't love dieting. I don't love cutting weight. I don't love losing fights. I prefer to win them. But that's what motivates us. That's what keeps us training hard. So no, I still love this. I owe a lot to fighting. And honestly, one of my biggest fears is that I walk away from fighting embittered for some reason, as if it hasn't given me my whole life and given me everything that I have. But I'm just grateful for another opportunity. Can't wait to get out there, swing them around, show the world what I'm made of. Win, lose, or draw, your boy's going to fight with dignity on Saturday afternoon.
So Matt, obviously you talked about things that Randy could do for a minute. He did spend more than a minute in the sand trap on Monday at the golf course. What kind of things do you like to do for enjoyment? I mean, we know you're dedicated to the sport and you love fighting, but what can you tell the fans about hobbies? You love to fish or golf, or what do you love doing?
Yeah, I've got other interests. I have two children who I like a lot.
But which one do you like better?
Yeah, right.
Hard to say at this point. One's one and the other's four, and they both love me, so the love is different. The son, he'll do things one way. The daughter, I mean, they're just so vastly different anyways. But I look forward to I enjoy being around them and raising them. I also am an avid sports card collector.
Oh.
So I spend quite a bit of time looking at sports cards and buying and selling and interacting with that community. And that's about it. I hang out with my kids and I collect sports cards and I climb in a cage and fight people.
What is your favorite card that you presently own, and what card would you like to acquire?
Oh, that's hard to say. I've got some nice ones. My most valuable card is I have a one of one of Jalen Hurts, National Treasures, which is a really high end card, and it's a big one. So that's my most valuable. But I've got some Joe Burrow. I've got a card that I pulled myself, a green scope, Prism Joe Burrow PSA 10, and that's probably my crown jewel within my collection.
Interesting. We have a sponsor that owns a card shop, so I have access to some stuff, and I'm going to send you one from my personal collection, unless you already have it. Which is a pretty famous card before you were born. It's the famous Billy Ripken Fleer baseball card. Do you have one of those?
Are you talking about the one with the curse word?
Yeah. Well, I have them all. I have the curse word. I have the blocked out. I have the white out. I have them all. So if you want one of those, I'd be happy to send you one.
Oh, I would love that.
I had a friend of mine, Mike Heath. He played Major League Baseball. He played for the A's and the Tigers and et cetera back in the day. And we were talking cards, and he's like, "Oh, Randy, I would love to have that card. I'll buy it from you." And I'm like, "I can't sell you this card because, A, it was selling for stupid money back then." And I just felt stupid because it's ridiculous. And whether it was Fleer, I think it was Fleer, whatever the company was, were they in on it, whatever. So I said, "No, I can't sell it to you." He goes, "All right, how about if I give you a jersey?" I said, "Okay, I'll do that, but I'm not selling it to you." So I thought it was funny back then. But, I'll go into the safe, I'll get them out, and I'll definitely get you one.
Oh, that would be amazing. I really appreciate that.
So the question is, do you collect your own cards?
Yeah.
With the Panini cards and the UFC cards, do you have your own?
Yes, I do. I've collected quite a bit of my own. Really, really happy. Anytime any new ones come out, too, I kind of go after them a little bit. Mostly the higher-end parallels, the out-of-tens, the one-of-ones, things like that. I do. I'm a collector, so yeah, that's... not a lot in this world is fulfilling, I feel like. And when I got a sports card deal and saw myself on a Prism rookie card, I was like, oh my gosh, this is something else. How about that?
I know you didn't ask, but two of my favorite cards that I have the Jordan, I think it's the Fleer rookie. And then I have, and it's not in good shape. I bought it in the 80s when I was in the military, very little money. But I have one of the Wayne Gretzky Opeachies. It's probably about a six, maybe. But it was just awesome to have to put in my collection. So, yeah, we can spend a lot of time just talking collecting. That's for sure.
That's amazing. You've got some of the big ones, some of the big guns from a different era. It has there are different things out there now, but those cars, they're just timeless.
I used to go to a lot of the 5 and 10 stores, you know, back in the day when they would have the rack packs that would hang, and there's like three in a pack. And like as soon as the boxes were open, they're putting them up, and I'm going through them. So I have a bunch with the Bo Jackson rookies on the front and the Cal Ripkins on the front. And to me, that's cool, you know, because you can see, you don't know what's in it, even though a lot of the serious collectors knew the run. Mm-hmm. So they would know if, you know, Bo Jackson was on the front and whoever's on the back, they would know what's in the middle. But I kind of thought that was taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah, they're more complex runs now, but there are people who figure them out as well. It's pretty wild.
So Matt, like obviously you're a big card collector. Any other memorabilia? We've had guests on the show before. We ask them if there's one thing they could possess or, you know, one item. Randy has a story about one of our guests, and we ask him if there's anything you could have as a souvenir or a memento or, you know, auto. It would be Jesus Christ sandals.
Yeah, he said, well, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. And I'm like, no, you know, you need to tell me one thing because you don't know who I know. He goes, okay. And he's now become a minister. He goes, I want Jesus Christ sandals. I go, all right, you topped me. That's the best.
So is there a holy grail for you? Like, what's that one item? Is it?
Wow, man, I guess it would probably be a sports card. It would be an 86 Jordan PSA 10. What are those going for nowadays? $200,000?
Crazy.
Randy's value just went up.
Yeah, well,
you're going to pay for your daughter's wedding now.
I'm still not paying for it. But let's before we run out of time with you, Matt, let's talk about Saturday night. Give me your thoughts, A, you know, on your opponent, and you know, B, what we can expect to see on Saturday.
Yeah, opponent's tough, young, up-and-coming guy. He's obviously kind of riding hot right now, looking good. I think he's got a good skill set, and he's definitely a challenge. But I am capable, I am competent, and I think I can get it done. So what you can expect is much of what you've always seen from me. I'm going to go out there, scrap, do my best, and we'll see what happens.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. Well, enjoy the week. Enjoy the reward, which is Saturday. And, you know, next week after, you know, you're back home, let's chat about some more card collecting. Let me get to Ryan and get you some stuff that you might be interested in. And, you know, we can swap some stories.
That would be amazing. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys as always.
Appreciate your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong as well as Bucked Up Energy Drink. And I have the address as well to send you one of the Billy Ripken cards.
Very cool. Thank you all so much.
Take care, Matt. You as well. That's danger. I was saying danger about on the golf course. That is the danger right there.
It is dangerous.
You know, with Matt.
That's a real hazard.
Absolutely. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the studio. Hopefully the equipment will be replaced and in place for next week. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
On March 9th, UFC champ Sean O'Malley looks to rewrite his only loss against Marlon Chito Vera and Dustin Poirier against Benoit Saint-Denis. Live in Miami. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm looking. Did you see her?
No.
Did you see her?
No.
Holy crap, Ronda Rousey's here.
That's Steve and I. They look similar.
You know, there's certain walkout music, you know, no matter, you know, baseball players have walkout music. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Okay. So, you know, NFL guys, you know, when the team runs out. So there's certain that you just get hyped. You hear that glass break, you know it's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
You know, they're, you know, some of the newbies and stuff, you know, the Cody Rhodes, whatever. That music is 100% Ronda Rousey.
When you hear the pot stirring, you know it's The Rock's cooking up something.
He's getting cooking up to get his butt kicked is what he's cooking up.
He's back.
Well, you know, Bob Cook was it last week? So Bob Cook was talking about, and I talk about this all the time, fans that put these ridiculous, stupid, hilarious posts up.
Okay.
If the Freebirds were to fight the Road Warriors, who would win?
Mm.
And my response, whoever the scriptwriter says.
Okay.
You know, it's scripted, people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's entertainment.
Sure.
And I love the entertainment. You know, I mean, I still watch on Mondays. I watch on Fridays. I wait for certain things and certain people to watch or whatever. The thing that I did like at Royal Rumble was after it was over. And Cody Rhodes was in there and he talked to the crowd and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But to say, you know, let's compare. You know, if you're going to compare Babe Ruth to Bonds, at least that's a legitimate comparison.
Okay.
Because it's real athletic on the field.
Okay.
That's why I say Barry Horowitz is as good as Barry Horowitz was. I mean, I think he went 0-218. That takes some talent.
He's great at losing.
Right. Well, that was his
game. He's the best loser of all time, maybe.
Well, if you're going to be the best at something. You know?
That's what I do.
Well, what are you the best at?
Finding stuff on Facebook Marketplace, like these Chubby Checker signed autographed guitar picks.
Really?
Since we're coming out of the break, that was the liner coming
Chubby
out.
Checker.
So,
give me a song. Do you know any song Chubby Checker sang?
Fats Domino.
What does Fats Domino have to do with Chubby Checker?
Twist? Oh, the same guy,
he did
right?
The twist. No, it's not the same guy.
They're not the same guy?
No, moron.
Chubby Checker and Fats Domino?
Why would Chubby Checker have a autographed guitar pick when he doesn't play guitar?
Why would Chubby Checker go by the name of Fats Domino if his name was Chubby Checker?
I thought it was the same guy.
Oh, my God.
Are they from the same city or something?
Then you're probably going to throw in Chuck Berry, too. Right?
Wait, they're both musicians.
And Barry Bonds.
They're all the same.
And U.S. Bonds.
There you go, U.S. Bonds. Nice.
And
Savings
the ball.
Bonds.
And the ball wasn't as hard back when Babe Ruth, so it was harder to hit the ball farther. Go ahead.
And they didn't have a good steroids back then.
That's right.
I mean, they were smoking cigars on running to first base.
That's who we're running.
It's not very effective. It's not aerodynamic.
Smoking cigarettes, drinking beer.
Now, how much would you pay for three, not you, but just what do you think the value of three autographed acoustic pick guitars with certificate of authenticity, Chubby Checker, and two Fat Domino. So two Fat Domino,
okay.
One Chubby Checker.
All right, but my first question would be, how can you read the autographs?
You can read the autographs.
You can see the autographs.
They're legible, yes.
Legible.
I'll show you a picture.
So many times.
So it's a pick guard for your guitar.
Pick guard.
He's making it sound like it's a guitar pick.
Right.
What's the difference?
It's a pick guard.
Do you know what a guitar pick is?
No.
You don't know what a guitar pick is?
Yeah, it's the things that you don't use your fingernails.
Right.
Right.
This is probably 6-8 inches long. This goes on the guitar.
Maybe you have big fingers.
So you don't scratch the guitar.
Right.
Maybe you have big fingers. Big hands.
Well, A, because you said it was, you know, you could read the signatures. You can't really necessarily read an autographed signature on a guitar pick because it's so small.
It's true.
It goes on the base of the guitar.
Okay. All right. So now we've clarified. It's a bigger piece of plastic. You can read the names.
$36 for all three.
So they're asking $300.
Wow.
There's also a John Cena.
I went low.
There's a John Cena guitar pick cover.
That makes a lot of sense because John Cena plays guitar, I guess.
It's a guitar.
But there's no autograph because you can't see it, bro. I got him. Look at him. I got the producer. You can't see that autograph.
I wish I couldn't see you.
I got him crying. Like,
are you done?
Moving on.
Thank you. That was bad.
What are you talking about?
It was bad.
That was good.
What piece of memorabilia would you want? I know, and you're not getting it.
Well, you're going to say Oscar Smith.
That's what you're going to say.
That's just because of my wife's connection. I would say a Macho Man Randy Savage robe would be top.
Why you got to bring that up? Just to make me feel bad?
Just saying.
Yeah, we auctioned that off. Jimmy Hart donated it, you know, to a charity event, and we auctioned that off.
I think that's a pretty cool piece of memorabilia.
Epic.
Or maybe like a half-eaten Slim Jim. You know, something.
It'd be bad by now. How bad
when you open it?
Do you know how bad the gum is that's in the wax packs from the 60s, awful. From the 70s?
It's probably dust. It probably crumbles.
Yeah. And ruined cards. I may have to send some sealed stuff to Matt.
That's cool.
Wonder what he'll send me. The Hannes Wagner? Think I can get that?
Hopefully send you like golf instructions. Now maybe like some lessons.
I already beat one guy that's associated here. All right, you two go play, and then I'll play the winner.
I've been trying to play. I'm waiting.
I don't want to play. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you have access to all the courses. Just send us your foursomes. We'll go out and play.
All right, how about you get three people, I'll get three people.
Here we go again. I mean,
I got John Daly, and I got Tiger.
You can have them. That's fine. I'll take Martin, the Lone Drive champion. Did you see his viral video this week? He hit a putter on a golf simulator like 450 yards with a putter.
God, look how fast this guy steals these Apple phones from the Apple store.
Oh, dang.
And then he got run over by a motorcycle. That's beautiful.
But
every long driver can play.
Right.
You know, I mean, their skill.
Steve. he's 375 off the tee and then 45 shots to the top.
No, it wasn't 45. It was 375 off the tee. And then his chip for the 40 yards to go to putt was 375 yards because he used the same club because he was too lazy to go get the right club. Hopefully, wait till he turns your mic on.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Randy, it's all Steven on video.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, that one that you did, the 37-foot putt, how many strokes did you do on that par three?
First of all, it wasn't a par three.
Whatever par it was, I don't care.
I'm going to say 7 or 8 before I putted.
Correct. And then there's a few penalties in there that you don't count.
What penalty?
You didn't count the penalty about hitting the ball when it's still rolling. You stopped it so it'll get down in that nice little groove.
I want to see that video.
But it's right there for you to see.
You're stumbling.
And I'm telling you, when you're saying how many strokes you have, it's all on video.
That's fine.
And people can go, well, maybe Randy just can't remember like 4 minutes back because he might be an elderly gentleman. But you said you were at stroke four, and you're clearly at 8, 9, 10.
So let's talk about this because numbers are hard. But here's the thing: Knockout Radio gets invited to a lot of charity golf events, and I know you don't take advantage of them. I know you only go to a couple a year because like the big ones.
No, I bring my team. My golf team.
Well, but we're your team.
No, that's
your driver. I'm your security. How do you go out in public without us?
I have my golf team.
Who? Tom Shea?
Tom Shea is part of my team.
Tell him I'm sorry.
Jay Nash is part of my team.
Tell Tom Shea I apologize because this is true. He sent me a friend request like 18 weeks ago or something, and I didn't accept it because I'm out of friends. Like I can only have 5,000. So please let him know that I didn't ignore him.
How many of those people are really friends?
Oh, they're all
six.
Friends. All of them.
Six.
Well, they're more fans.
Yeah.
So that's why we're
all right, bottom of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Put me in, Coach.
I will beat Steve again.
Oh!
Not even close.
Challenge accepted.
We can beat him.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Michael Strahan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is celebrating its 45th anniversary, and you won't want to miss a moment. Experience the all-new Mermaid Cove, House of Dragons Pub, and enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting or tasty turkey legs. Now is the perfect time to get your discounted tickets. Visit select Circle K locations or find your magic today at BayAreaRenFest.com. Huzzah!
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Ernie Harwell of the Detroit Tigers, and I want to recommend Talking Sports with Randy Harris, one of the great shows of all time.
I hate using that word, you know that, but Ernie Harwell, legend.
Yeah.
1,000%. All right, for the final time today, let's head via the phone lines back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for Saturday night's UFC Fight Night. And welcome back to the program, Jamie Pickett. Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you guys?
Not too bad. Welcome back. Another fight week. And I always say this, I know it's Wednesday, it's just started. How will you handle the next couple days? Do you think about Saturday? Do you try to block Saturday out? How will you handle it?
I just enjoy the moment, just not think about it. I don't like to think about the fight until the night before.
So you'll just relax? I know the fight's at the Apex, but, I mean, will you get out? Will you go eat a little bit, even though there's weight cuts coming on Friday? How are you going to relax?
No, I can't eat.
Can't eat it? Is that what you said?
I can't eat right now. I'll just relax and hang out with friends, and then, you know, Thursday night is cut night, and I'll be on point Friday, and then we'll all go out to eat Friday night and start preparing for Saturday.
You know what fans don't realize, and I know this happened to Sam Hoger back in the day. Went and did their weight cut, went and weighed in on Friday, and then he went out and he said he just ate so much sushi that he felt like he couldn't even fight on Saturday. That you still have to be careful. You've made weight, but you have to be careful what you put in your body Friday night to still be prepared for Saturday.
Yeah, you want to overeat. You want to eat just enough, get the right amount of carbs in you, good carbs, not bad carbs, and good proteins so you can be action-packed.
Because that food coma thing really works, you know, so you have to be careful.
I hit these
buffets, and then I'm asleep 10 minutes after I get back to my room or I get back to my house or whatever. So, yeah, it's, you know, and I know that we're joking about it, but it is something serious that you guys have to be, you know, obviously you know what you're doing, but the fans don't realize that you can't just go out there and eat Friday night or Saturday morning.
Exactly.
So Jamie, look, I mean, going back to like the old school UFC days, you know, everybody had their own individual sponsors and, you know, and then they unified when the Reebok came along and then Venom. But I see on your Instagram, you have a new sponsor, Thread Beast. And talk about the relationship with them and how many of the guys are going out these days and securing their own sponsorships outside of the UFC.
I hope everyone. I have my own sponsors. You know, I have my sponsors that look out for me and make sure my stuff is together, getting ready for fights. I hope everybody's doing that.
They should, yeah. So talk about that sponsor or the sponsors.
What do you say?
Well, the Thread Beast. Like, what is Thread Beast? Talk about the company. Yeah, what is it? What do they do?
Sponsors. My sponsors pay for like my traveling. They pay for. They pay for my gear as well.
I don't. Matt wasn't asking what does it pay for. I think he was asking what is Thread Beast. What are they? What do they do? Not what do they do for you. What is that company?
Oh, I have companies. You said what company?
The Thread Beast.
Thread Beast. They do clothes. They make clothes and stuff.
Oh, okay. There it is. We're seeing a picture on your Instagram.
Yep.
So my producer, I don't know if you remember us, we broadcasted from the Apex. You came in and you talked about, you know, the cows and all the animals and stuff that you have back at home. He wants to know if you would ever ride Dana's bull, Twisted Steel.
I'll ride any damn bull they got. Any daggone bull they got, I'll ride it. I don't care.
He said he would ride it. So the producers are the other room. So, you know, he wanted to know. Let's talk about Saturday night. You're the main event of the prelim, Eric Anders. Give me your thoughts on him. What do you know, or is it, you know, you don't even care about him? It's more what you're going to do on Saturday.
Oh, I mean, I like Eric Anders. Eric Anders is, I mean, he's a family man. He works hard. He's been in the game for a long time. He has a real nasty fighting style. He's in your face. I like it. I like him. I think it's a good fight. I like it.
But do you need a different mindset when the fight's at the apex over, you know, whether it's at T-Mobile or an arena across the country or the world?
Yeah, it's the same everywhere. It could be in my backyard. He's coming to hurt me. My plan is to stop it and hurt him. So, I mean, it's the same mindset. Let's get it in.
You know, we've talked about the apex, and I know some fighters like the big crowds and the fans, and I get all that. I personally like the apex. I like how you can hear everything better. It's kind of like a small gym fight that happens that we've all seen or unfortunately been involved in.
Yeah.
You know, so personally, I like it.
Very true. Very true. I like it, too. When the crowd is there, it brings more pressure.
Well, I'd like that you can hear, you know, the other corner. You can hear them yelling. You can hear them kind of talking and giving advice. And have you ever listened, you know, to the opponent where they're like the opponent's corner, you know, where he's saying stuff and you're listening to what he's saying?
Yeah, I have. I definitely listen and try to beat my opponent to the instructions.
That's awesome.
So Jamie, I mean, with that being said, the Apex has a 25-foot octagon out on the road when they travel arenas. It's 30-foot. Does that 5 extra feet make a difference for you and your fighting style?
It does. For me, for sure. Me being a kickboxer definitely feels better for me.
The bigger
round in.
The bigger arena? You like the bigger arena better?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So anything new going on back with all the animals and stuff that you told us about last time?
No. Raising, we have cattle and stuff, but just doing things I usually do, just riding bulls and horses, man. Just the countries I can be.
So have you told Dana that you're willing to ride it?
I didn't know he had a bull.
Supposedly, he has one of the nastiest bulls on the PBR circuit.
Breaking faces. I mean, it bucks forward and smashes the rider onto the ground face first. So it's supposed to be like the most dangerous bull in the circuit.
I am willing.
Because Donald Cerrone's up for the challenge.
Well, I think Donald Cerrone said that he's willing to, but he hasn't. I don't think anything's happened.
But Dana said he couldn't do it when he was still fighting, when he had a career. And then Dana's response was, "You don't have a career anymore. So if you want to ride the damn bull, go ahead, Cerrone.
I'll do it. If he told me he'll pay me to ride it, I'll ride it. I'm down.
All right.
I've ridden bulls my whole life."
Well, we might have to set that up after this fight on Saturday.
We know
get
people.
We'll get it done.
What can people expect to see, Jamie, when you're back in there on Saturday night?
A lot of action, a lot of explosive movement.
And then after that, it's Jamie versus Twisted Steel.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's do it.
Giddy up.
I will reach out to Dana. We'll see what we can set up. Jamie, as always, thank you for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as one from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Okay, thank you.
Have fun on Saturday. There you have
see
it. Jamie Pickett back in the octagon on Saturday.
I mean, that's one of the hardest things I think to do is to ride a bull.
Have fun in a fight?
No, to ride a bull. I mean, like, which would you rather? Like, do the Blue Thunderbirds or whatever what were the...
They're called the Thunderbirds.
The Thunderbirds.
Not the Blue Thunderbirds.
Blue Thunderbirds. Angels. The Blue Angels.
Yeah,
right?
It's two different people.
But they're competitors, right? Like, they're going... Like,
they're different, yeah.
But you're taking, so would you rather do a plane like 18 inches apart at Mach 1 or whatever, a UFC fight, or ride Twisted Steel?
I would much rather fly with the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds. They know what they're doing. I don't, and neither does the bull.
That's true.
Right? You don't know what the bull's going to do. The bull doesn't know what the bull's going to do. So, yeah. No, the bull is out. The fight... Yeah, I'm not going to fight. I'm too pretty to fight.
Can we get the Thunderbirds to, like, touch down at the Sun and Fun for breakfast and then...
The Thunderbirds did the Daytona 500, I think.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I still think it's silly to have flyovers at closed stadiums and arenas. So the Thunderbirds flew over T-Mobile.
A closed arena?
Whatever the airline is.
Allegiant.
Air. Allegiant. What? Why? Why are you doing that? I'm waiting for an answer.
I don't know.
It's stupid.
It's not smart.
And nobody can see it. Everybody in the city can see it, but it's... Now, I will say this. When I go to football games, when I cover the Bucks, I kind of lean down so I can see the flyovers, you know, which is definitely cool. One of the most impressive flyovers is when we went to the Navy-Army game and we saw, you know, everything flying over. But, yeah, I think it's quite ridiculous.
You know who won't see a flyover at Raymond James this year?
Shaq Barrett.
That's correct.
Well,
he was released by the Buccaneers.
Unless he's on another team. You know, and fans are fans.
Yes.
Okay? And I was talking to a fan that I know.
Steve's got a Buccaneer shirt on. He's a fan.
And fan is short for fanatic.
It is.
Okay? It's a business, people. It's a business in the UFC. It's a business in football. It's a business at the show. So when you see the new person here next week, it was a business decision.
That's right.
Everything is a business decision. People are bringing up the tragedy that Shaq Barrett went through.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy.
It's awful.
But one has nothing to do with the other.
Zero.
You don't keep somebody there that is either making too much money, isn't performing. Shaq Barrett, everybody loves the guy. Everybody loves his family. Everybody loves the story. It's awful. We all have to continue. We went through the same thing, you know, similar thing. His is worse,
yeah.
You know, which I've always said that blatantly. But one has nothing to do with the other. It's a business decision, and they need cap space. They need money. They need to try to re-sign some people. Shaq wasn't, you know, what he was a couple years ago, and I feel bad for him. And now he'll go somewhere else and most likely win a Super Bowl, be in the Pro Bowl, because that's typically what happens when players leave here.
Right.
But it's awful, but Moore's leaving too. Mike Evans could be leaving.
And not to get off subject, but, you know, I've, for the fans out there, Shaq Barrett's daughter drowned in a tragic pool accident. This week, 4-year-old son of Toronto Blue Jays pitcher was run over by a car at Clearwater Beach there at the Opal Sands Resort. A valet ran over the 4-year-old boy who is fighting for his life right now at the local hospital. So, you know, it's tragic when you sports stars, but their children are, you know.
Well, you know, what they do for a living doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You know, look at that, the young child at the beach got swallowed into the sand. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
You know, and they were able to save, I think it was the brother and the sister they couldn't get to in time.
It's just notoriety because of who they are and what they do for a living.
Sure.
Because tragedy happens everywhere every day, to every
absolutely.
Person.
But, and, you know, people, they feel bad because it was this, because it was Shaq Barrett, because it was this pitcher. But what about Joe Blow that just happened to walk across the street and get plowed over or, you know, whatever. So,
but speaking of baseball, it is spring season, like spring...
Spring season is upon us. Oh my god,
are you excited about the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League and all the other Orange Leagues and stuff?
We will spend 3 minutes talking about MLB when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Batter up.
You might have forgot.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Ken Dorsey from Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Do you want to buy this guitar pick?
What?
I got an autographed guitar pick of this guy. You can have it right now. $20.
Who is it?
I don't know. I was hoping you could read the signature and tell me who it is. That's the problem with autographs. You just don't know.
Yeah, it's awful.
Like you see something, you're like, I don't know who that is.
You know, I've talked to some people on the Book of Face, you know, when they do these breaks. Like Ryan Westner, who co-hosted last week, sat in the empty chair.
Yeah.
Your co-host seat was used.
Yeah, don't let him sit in my chair.
No, he sat in the co-host chair.
Good.
You know, not the co-host. You know, we talked about it. I mean, it's pretty bad, you know, when you can't, a check mark. Somebody uses their signature as a check mark. I would rather you just say, you know what, let me rip the card up. Honestly, and I'm being serious. I would rather, you know, you be a jerk and say, no, I'm not going to sign it, than scribble. I mean, it's awful. I know that can't be your signature.
What if it's Check Congo? UFC fighter.
Well, then if you put check and then you draw a little river like the Congo River, that would be good.
That would be great.
I would go with that.
But you know who has a lot of autographs?
No, I don't.
Steve Spurrier.
Does he?
I didn't really know the story behind Spurrier. I didn't know he was like the greatest athlete in every sport.
Well, he wasn't.
He was.
He wasn't.
He had his 5 no-hitters in baseball as a pitcher. He could have played football. Could have been he's a scratch golfer.
A lot of people have no hitters in Little League.
I don't know. I mean,
he was a good athlete.
He could have gone anywhere. Played any sport. You know, basketball. I guess he was even better in basketball than he was in baseball.
No, he was football. A good athlete at the time. I believe one of only 2 people to have their number retired at Florida.
Yeah, was it number 76?
No.
Well, they're going to retire my number.
Is that like a 9-year-old's jersey?
Well, I don't know. It fits good, though. Put me in, coach.
Someone robbed a bank today wearing a 78 Gators jersey.
76 is the year I was born. It's also the year that Spurrier became a Buccaneer.
In 76?
That's when they became a franchise. So I had a chance to eat at Spurrier's restaurant, so you would love it up there. The food's amazing. It's a museum. There's a Heisman Trophy.
It's a long drive to go eat.
Yeah, but the Heisman Trophy's there.
So?
It's got every other trophy you can
ever
imagine.
There's a He Is Man Trophy at a restaurant in Mississippi as well.
It's a doorstop.
It's a doorstop, yeah.
But I was up there.
Billy Cannons.
The P.K. Young Middle School or High School had us up for mental health awareness. I was the MC. I got to introduce the legend himself, the head ball coach.
That's who you need to MC a mental health convention is this knucklehead.
Yeah, so I'm there as living proof that you can still have a successful radio career
and still have mental issues.
Correct. Yes. We introduced the Holinsky family. They shared their Tyler talk about their son, who was a starting quarterback for Washington State, who unfortunately took his life 6 years ago. So they have 190 college campuses that do mental health awareness. The first play of the third quarter during Mental Health Week, which is in October, 190 college football teams hold up the number 3 in honor of Tyler and mental health awareness. So we brought the curriculum to the high school. This is the first high school in the state of Florida that has the Holinsky Hope has spoke at. And we hope to have many, many more.
Do I want to?
I mean, it's important.
No, do I want to? Do I want to be me? I want to be me?
You can be you, but like, here's the thing.
What's the object of putting his number up?
Oh, it's just awareness of mental health. It's a tribute
It's a tribute to someone who took his own life.
Took his own life. But he was in a role of, he's the leader of a football team. He has to be tough. He has to be the stigma of, I'm a tough athlete, a college professional athlete, or wanting to be a pro athlete. So you can't show weakness. You can't show vulnerability. And so many athletes, wrestlers, and football players and
I
such,
get all that. I
they
get
keep
all that.
So much internally.
Patty the Batty has talked about that.
Sure.
You know, and it's okay, you know, to cry, and it's okay. All I'm saying is a lot of these people that go out on shooting sprees, they do it because they want to be remembered for eternity.
Sure.
Okay? So you're remembering someone for eternity that took his own life. Let's support the people who are not taking their own lives. You know, I'm very strong about that. And
right.
whether it's right or wrong, whatever, I don't care. You know that I have an opinion and that's mine.
Sure.
I think to remember somebody who took his own life isn't the right way to go.
Well, I mean, here's what it was. So many people deal with mental health issues, suicide thoughts, right? But they don't actually act on them. A lot of it comes because they don't have knowledge or access to weapons to do so.
Sure.
So 3 days before he took his life, he went shooting with his buddies. They invited him to go out. Unlike you guys invited me to play golf, his friends invited him to go shoot guns, and they did.
But that's the key word.
What's that?
Friends.
Right. So he had friends, and but one of them left an AR-15 behind, and he took it with him, had possession, looked up on Google how to do it, how to take his life, and he had opportunity because of that situation. So, I mean, I think a lot of people deal with mental health in different ways, and so it's a way to reach out. And I saw firsthand kids come down afterwards and talk to the counselors and the school administrators about, they're like, I wouldn't have opened up like this before, but now I am. And you can see the impact you're making instantly about sharing the story.
I get all that. And I get, you know, even using that story, you know, that don't be like him. You know, reach out for help.
Right.
You know, and I've put that on Facebook, and a lot of people have. If you ever need to talk, I don't care. Call me anytime, you know, because I'm so dead against suicide.
Right.
There is other ways. There is things. And again, you have to be mentally ill to take your own life.
For sure.
I mean, and you know, I've kind of said that to my wife before. I'm like, who would do that? And she's like, mental people.
Well,
who would go and just shoot people for no reason? Who would?
And they had his brain studied. I mean, they confirmed the CTE. They confirmed. So in a violent game like football, maybe, you know, slap boxing in the future, maybe MMA, UFC.
Anything. Life.
Soccer.
Life.
I mean, but anything that causes swelling, boxing or combat sports, anything that's causing concussions to the brain.
I get it all.
You know, so.
I just think, you know, and again, I'm going to get hate mail and I won't read it, just like I don't read anything else. You know, it's we make excuses for things. Today, I've gone through some of the same things some of people, the younger people are doing. Now they have names to it. You know, these letters and all that stuff. I mean, you deal with it. You know, I mean, you ask for help, you move on. You know, I just think to honor someone who took their own life isn't the right thing to do. Because now more people, I believe this, more people are going to continue that so that they're remembered.
So
what do we got? Ring? We got a ring door? What the hell's going on over here?
Pizza delivery.
I was told don't ever respond to it again. You made me respond. It will not happen. You may see me next week. This is Knockout Radio. See everybody then.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.